The girls have been looking at what support is available for mental health, our impact on the planet, a sweet review, and the Queen. We hope you enjoy.
It's Gigi.
And Lil T. Today we'll be talking about mental health, since Mental Health Month has just passed.
Mental health is extremely important, so we need to spread awareness. Many people with mental health problems might not want to come to you.
Sometimes what they really need is for you to come to them.
Try asking your friends if they are okay.
What kind of mental problems are there? There is anxiety, depression,
ADHD, bipolar, autism,
eating disorders, panic attacks, PTSD, body dysmorphia,
self-harm, but there are many more as well.
We have found some organisations that you can check out.
The websites that we have found are
Samaritans and
Young Minds.
The Samaritans is a website which helps your mental health. They are always there, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, as they say on the website. It helps you with any problems. The phone number for them is 116123.
Young Minds is a great website. It is recommended by the NHS. There is lots of content such as information about mental health, ways to help others, resources for you to use, and much more. This website is aimed for a younger audience. The phone number is 020-7089-5050.
Please try out these websites, and if you are struggling with your mental health, please reach out to a friend, a teacher, parent, or someone you trust.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Next up, we're finding out about pandas and polar bears with Tabby.
Hi guys, it's me, Tabby, and on this week's Mayfield Radio, I'm going to be doing climate change and endangered species. So first off, I'm going to start with endangered species, and I'm going to be talking about the positive of the polar bears. So, the importance of polar bears. The polar bears are at the top of the food chain and have a very important role in the overall health of the marine environment. Over thousands of years, polar bears have been important for part of the cultures and economics of the Arctic people. So, good things about polar bears for them. Polar bears are excellent swimmers and comfortably swim around 10 miles an hour. They use their large front paws to propel themselves through the water and their back legs to steer. Their Latin name actually means sea bear. So, why are polar bears special? Polar bears have white fur so they can camouflage into their environment. Their coat is so well camouflaged that in an Arctic environment that it can sometimes pass as a snowdrift. Interestingly, this polar bear's coat has no white pigment. In fact, a polar bear's skin is black and its hairs are hollow. What makes a polar bear a good hunter? Polar bears are purely, well, very good hunters. They mainly eat seals. Ring seal blubber is their favourite. And they have a very sharp nose, a stealthy stalking ability, sharp teeth, a small head, long neck and jaw, and all these add up the most amazing hunting skills. So now I'm going to be talking about the negatives and the threats to polar bears. So climate change, which I'm going to be talking about later, is the main greatest threat to polar bears. So it's the loss of sea ice, it's the loss of their habitat, and it's just utterly dreadful. Oil and toxic pollution, it's just really heartbreaking that so many polar bears are dying, and well, let's find out. An adult polar bear have no natural predators, which are good, though walruses and wolves can kill them. In the wild, they can live up to 25 to 30 years, but in captivity, several polar bears have lived to more than 35 years old. And as you can see, that's about 5 years more, so obviously they're going to be more safe than in the wild. So how do polar bears affect the ecosystem? As one of the largest lands carnivores, along with the wild grizzly bears, polar bears are known as the keystone species, the apex of the ecosystem. Next, I'm going to be talking to you about the panda and its positives. So, as cuddly as they look, Pandas can protect themselves, as well as most other bears, by using their physical strength and powerful jaws and teeth. Pandas can grow up to 1.5 metres long and weigh as much as 150 kilograms. So why are pandas good for the environment? Giant pandas can help keep their mountain forest healthy by sending seeds in their droppings, which helps vegetation to thrive. The panda's forest environment is also important for local people, for food, income, fuel, for cooking and heating. So, has a panda ever killed anyone? Giant panda attacks on humans are very rare. There we present three cases of a giant panda attacks on humans at the panda house at Beijing Zoo from September 2006 to June 2009 to warn people of the giant pandas. Potentially dangerous behaviour. So now I'm going to be talking to you about the negatives about the great pandas. So pandas are endangered mainly due to habitat loss. Humans have cleared so much of the bamboo forest that pandas need to survive. Because pandas only eat bamboo, they cannot adapt to live outside those forests to the way of other animals do, unless the panda are provided with bamboo. You've been warned, I've just told you, but such injuries are possible because the giant panda's incredibly chunky skull. And this is the anchor point for a massive chewing muscle that can deliver warriors the highest bite forces ever. Panda mothers can accidentally kill their babies. And in 2006, a giant panda in China accidentally killed her newborn as it nursed. Considering the size difference, it's unsurprisingly they're not crushed more often. So now I'm going to be talking to you about climate change. So, and this is just one subject, how we can stop climate change. Speak up. We need to speak up about it to stop people destroying this planet. We only have one planet and there is no planet B. Power your home with renewable energy, so that means putting solar panels on top. Invest in energy efficient appliances so that it cuts down the use of waste, energy, light. Reduced water waste. Don't throw away too much water. Actually eat the food you buy. It seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? Buy better bulbs. Pull the plugs. We can all stop climate change, but it depends if we choose to stop it. There's no planet B, and there's no going back.
Here is a review of BNR's favourite sweets right now.
Welcome to BNR's Sweet Review. Today, we're going to be reviewing a product called Fizz Whiz Popping Candy, which is available on Amazon. Now, we are about to try the popping candy.
I like the way it pops in my mouth. What do you think, Bee?
I love the strawberry taste. I think it is the best flavour.
It also smells a lot like strawberries.
So, what will you give it out of 10, Bee?
8 out of 10, because it tasted like strawberries but it got stuck in the packet. What would you rate out of 10?
Well, I would also rate it 8 out of 10 because though it tastes like amazing and it pops in my mouth, like it sticks together so like it comes out like in big like chunks.
Thank you for listening to our reviews on
Fizz Whiz Popping Candy.
Thank you for hearing our reviews and we hope to be back in the future.
Finally, on this episode, after the Queen's birthday, the girls wanted to find out more about her.
Queen
by Cece and Gigi.
The Queen was born back in 1926 on the 21st of April in Mayfair, London. Her parents were Prince Albert, Duke of York, who later took his father's name when he became king, and Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lyon. Her full name is Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. The Queen is also a Christian and was christened on the 29th of May 1926 in a private chapel at Buckingham Palace. 4 years later, her little sister was born and she was called Princess Margaret Rose. They enjoyed spending time with their family and parents and also extended family.
Throughout the Queen's reign, she's kept over 30 dogs in total. Earlier this year, the Queen bought 2 new corgi puppies. This was because she wanted them to help her get through lockdown. The names of these corgis are Fergus and Mick. Fergus was named after her uncle Fergus Bowes Lyon, who died in World War I in 1915. Mick was named after the Loch Mick on the Queen's Balmoral estate in Scotland.
Thank you for listening this year. We will be back in September. If there's something you want us to cover or would like to get involved, please get in touch at Mayfield Girls Radio at mayfieldgirls.org. Bye for now.